Congregation may rise for a time of prayer. A few prayer requests to share with the congregation before we begin. Mike and Elaine are traveling this morning. We're going to pray for their safe travels to Bend. Also, a prayer request for those who are recovering from COVID and really general illness, specifically a woman named Lisa, that's on my heart this morning. Also, Jannie Burton's sister's husband, he passed away this week. We want to pray for hope and comfort while they grieve his passing. And also for Sandy LeBon, as she is going in for shoulder surgery tomorrow morning. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you sent your Son to reconcile the world to yourself and to make peace by the blood of the cross. Give us courage to seek forgiveness and reconciliation with one another, that your peace that surpasses all understanding rule our hearts and our minds. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, there are many divisions in your church. Too often we have identified ourselves as those who follow earthly leaders rather than those who follow Jesus Christ. Bring unity where there is division, peace where there is discord, and reconciliation where there is conflict. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, strengthen all marriages, encourage those who are single, and help us to recognize the value of each person. For all have been redeemed by Christ, the crucified and risen one. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, bless all pastors, teachers, church planters, missionaries, musicians, and servants of your church. Today we uplift our ministry partner, the Northwest District of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, that you would guide all their decisions in ways that they build up the body of Christ. Embolden them as they plant and water good seed in your kingdom. We humbly ask you to provide growth where and when you will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, look with favor upon all who are sick, injured, and recovering. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to uplift the prayers that we have. And Lord, we do so with an approach like Andrew. We don't know the plan. We don't know the solution for all the challenges that we're going to name in the people. But we present them to you. We pray for a miracle, for your healing hand to touch each of these concerns. We pray for Mike and Elaine as they travel to Bend and have time with family. We pray for those who are recovering from COVID, recent illnesses, general illness. Especially, Lord, we pray for Lisa as she receives treatment, and we pray for a full recovery for her from COVID. For Jannie's sister's husband who recently passed away, that you would meet them in their time of sorrow and bring hope and comfort. Lord, for Sandy, as she faces surgery tomorrow, that you would give discernment and guidance to the doctors and nurses that care for her. And for those we name now, we name their names, but we don't know all their concerns. You do, Lord. We simply present their names to you. Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Bob, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Mike and Brent, Courtney, Joyce, Brett, Cole, Betty, Riley, Spencer, Tom and Donna, Kathy, Katie, Addie, and Larry. Lord, have mercy upon them and heal them according to your good and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we commend all of these things to your infinite mercies, which are new every morning. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Amen.